flick off your jandals, crack a cold one from the chilli bin, chuck on some cans, and enjoy a Kiwi take on all things Arsenal.
And welcome back to another episode of our beautiful Arsenal New Zealand podcast. For your listening pleasure, you've got the beauty of having myself, Mike, hosting today. And I'm joined by my esteemed colleague who's decked out in Arsenal gear down in Wellington, Corey. How's it going, Corey?
It's going well, thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right, The weather's good. It's actually bloody hot here in Auckland. And yeah, we're going all right. Things are getting a bit heated down in Wellington by the looks of it, considering the media reports.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I keep well out of it.
Fair enough. It's looking pretty crazy, but best to stay at home, to be fair.
I think it'd look a hell of a lot crazier if I was anywhere near the place. So, yeah.
Well, right, look, I've been to Wellington twice in my life. So, to me, anybody who lives in Wellington lives near the Beehive. So, that's the way it is, right?
Sure. Just like everybody in Auckland lives near the Sky Tower.
I can see the Sky Tower from my house.
Many people can.
Yeah. Look, let's ignore the stuff that's going on in the world and talk about some football.
Certainly that stuff.
Yeah. Not a bad week to be an Arsenal fan this week, eh?
Yeah, it was a fair week. I guess we had a good result. We had a reasonably good performance for the most part. Manchester City kind of stuffed us up a bit. But then again, I mean, I've seen a lot of people kind of throwing their toys a bit because they won. But they're also going to lose games they shouldn't. So, hey, whatever. Yep. Water off a duck's back. They seem to be a bit of a snotty bogey team for City. So, yeah. I think on the whole, as you said, yes, definitely a good week for us.
Yeah, I think it's quite positive. I mean, we caught up a little bit on West Ham, which is good. We were close to catching up on United, but they obviously pulled away in the end there. So not too bad in terms of how the table's looking. I think we're joint fifth on points, but we're sixth on goal difference. So
I think the main thing is we had 3 points available. We took points.
We took them, yeah, 100%.
We haven't lost any other players, I mean, as far as we know, to injury.
Yeah.
And Martinelli will be available this week. So giddy up, on the go.
Having Martinelli back, I think, will add a bit more thrust to our attacks, that's for sure. And a bit more energy as well, because he does like to run around a bit. So
I think our attack was pretty good against Brentford, to be fair. I mean, on another day, we would have won 3 or 4-0.
I was going to touch on that. I know this is a preview podcast, but quickly having a look back at what happened, we had so many corners. We dominated the attacking play. We were all over them. We just couldn't really finish too much. But the two goals we did score, how good were they?
They were great.
Really good. So, unfortunately, not from the players that we kind of put forward for goals. I think Smith Rowe was one of them.
Can I respectfully suggest that you need to get over Lacazette as a goal scorer? He's not going to score goals.
Well, I actually don't care if he scores goals or not.
He might snot 3 or 4 away between now and the end of the season. He might not. As long as we're getting 3 points, that's what's important.
Exactly. But if he does score a goal or two here and there, I think it does bring a bit more confidence to his play.
Of course it does.
And everybody's play around him. But look, I don't care who scores, to be fair. Just like you say, I would love him to score. And I'd love for Tomiyasu to hit a 40-yard screamer into the top bins, but every match, and Tierney from the other side. But look, it doesn't matter as long as we get those 3 points and we move forward. And from what I've seen is that the football is looking a lot better as well.
It is.
Which is what we all want, right? We want to win games, and then we want to look good or enjoy watching our team win games, right?
Speak for yourself. I mean, to be fair,
you don't want to you don't enjoy them watching them win games.
Well, I do, but I don't really care if we look good or not. I just care that we win.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
I was going primary objective, secondary objective there.
It doesn't bother me the slightest if we play like shit and we win 1-0.
Yeah, okay.
No, if there's a universe where you can choose whether you do that or whether you win 3-0 playing the most attractive football you've ever seen, sure, let's play attractive football. But that's not the Premier League and that's not where we're at the moment. I just want 3 points.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bring it on.
Fair enough.
And there'll be days it looks good. There'll be days where maybe not so much. But yeah, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I saw a bit of a comparison compared to this time last year or last season. And I think we're 9 or 10 points better off than we were at this point last season. So, if you read anything into points and tables, etc., I mean, that's showing progression and moving forward. Like, we're definitely within that hunt for the top four. We've got a couple games up our sleeve, albeit they're against some tougher oppositions, but we do have some games up our sleeve. So we are kind of making that progress forward. We just want to obviously kick on. I'm touching lots of wood here when I'm talking about this.
We're definitely making progress. I mean, if you cast your mind back to this time a year ago, many people, including many of us, were calling for Arteta to get the pump. He had a terrible December. He had a pretty crappy January. He had an average November. You know, we weren't in great shape this time last year. No. And then we went on a really good run. So, it'll be interesting to see how we get on.
To be fair, we had a pretty average January this year as well.
Yeah, we did. But it was only 2 games.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, I'll probably keep going back to it in podcasts between now and the end of the season. Or maybe I won't. I guess we'll see. But again, if you had said to me at the start of the year, we'll finish 5th or 6th, I would have gone, yes, thanks very much. I'll have that. If we finish 4th, that's awesome. But I don't think it's the end of the world if we finish 5th or 6th. If we finish 4th, then in all likelihood that'll accelerate the progression that we want to make and that we can make.
Yeah, it'll definitely accelerate the investment required.
It'll accelerate the income.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Whether it accelerates what we pay out remains to be seen.
Well, the need for investment would accelerate, I think. But yes, you're right. The income will be boosted with a top four finish. So
definitely.
It's nice to be having those conversations and be considered in that group now. Because the last couple of years, we obviously haven't been in or around that possibility. So, like, looking forward, we've got a match.
Speaking of that group.
Yeah, speaking of that group, we've got a match coming up this week. I believe it's on Friday at about 8:45 a.m. At home versus Wolves. Now, Wolves are sitting just behind us in the table. So it's going to be a tricky fixture for both sides. How do you see kind of tactics there? How would you like us to play this match?
I wouldn't imagine Arteta's going to stray too far from what he's been doing or what we've been doing in the last few matches. I'd be surprised. Well, no, I wouldn't be unsurprised if he starts with Smith Rowe again on the left. I think he performed really, really well. Not just the goal, but even aside from that, he gives us something different to Martinelli, and then Martinelli can come on either on the left or the right side later in the match, or he could even come on in the middle to replace Lacazette. Who knows? Again, I think, and I touched on it as we previewed the Brentford game, you know, it's just giving us more options. I mean, it was really good for me to see Pepe get on and play with a little bit of swagger. Had a bit of a smile on his face. He looked good. You know, he didn't set the world on fire, but he doesn't need to. Exactly. He just needs to come in, do a job, be positive for that 15, 20 minutes. And at the end of the season, that's going to mount up and help what we can get out of the rest of the players, particularly the young guys up top.
Yeah, we were kind of talking, asking, I suppose you'd say, in our preview that we wanted Pepe to come on for that 15, 20 minutes. And when he did, he did come on and he was positive, which was, I suppose, what was positive. Needed. What was needed at that time of the game. And Kedia came on and I wasn't too ho-hum, but he also only had 6 minutes on the field. So
yeah.
Not really too fussed about that. But you're right. I think Smith Rowe, from his performance, deserves to carry on. The only potential change from that starting 11 I see a bit bar injury, if there are any, is maybe Martinelli could start up front and give Lacazette a bit of a rest.
I mean, there's one other change that we might see.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm waiting. Dun, dun, dun.
I guess,
the suspense, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whether we'll see Tomiyasu start, or whether he comes off the bench with, again, as we kind of talked about in the last match,
yeah,
with half an hour to go or something like that. I mean, I probably prefer the latter. Suarez, you know, I've mentioned many times, he's not my favourite player, but credit where it's due. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, he played all right. So
and against teams where we have most of the ball, which we probably will have against Wolves, and we did have against Brentford, you know, his strength is as being in the half the pitch rather than ours.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he did start against Wolves, I wouldn't be terribly upset.
Yeah, Wolves have a slightly quicker turnaround after I think they played on Monday. We played on Sunday. So not too much of an advantage there, but
they've also got to travel.
They've got to travel, but yeah, which helps. And it looks like they had a bit of a tight game there against Leicester. So they picked up quite a few yellow cards as well, which I don't know if that means potentially there's someone moving forward on their, the 5 yellow card system? But we know we need to watch out for Jimenez up front, right?
We do.
He's a proven goal scorer, and against us he scored a goal or two, hasn't he, in the past? So
he scored one or two.
Anybody else in there in the Wolves lineup that kind of is?
I guess the main thing with Wolves, I mean, obviously they've got Neves, but whilst they have got some standout players, that they're a really good unit. You know, they're a well drilled team. They play pretty good patterns. They have a clear, I guess, understanding of what they are and who they are and how they try to win. And generally, there's not going to be a lot of goals either way. So we've got to try and use that to our advantage.
Yeah. Like we played them a couple of weeks ago, if I remember rightly.
We did.
And
Martinelli remembers probably better than you do.
So you imagine if he got another red card against Wolves, that'd be an interesting
imagine that.
Like that game was quite even. I think Wolves actually dominated the possession stats if you look at it, but it was quite even in terms of number of shots, etc. But we obviously managed to bring home 3 points from their place. So
and they also played against 10 men for the last 20, however many minutes it was.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where they would have picked up most of their extra possessions.
A lot of their possession, yeah.
I think we can take confidence out of that, but also we know that it's going to be a tough match, right? It's not going to be a foregone conclusion or an easy pushover. So I'm pretty sure that both teams will know what to expect from each other because it's been so close and not many changes would have happened between the two games. So
definitely. Yeah, I guess it'll be interesting to see if Arteta does anything differently because, you know, we know that in certainly months and years gone by, he's tended to go a bit galaxy brain and overthink things and try and make changes to outwit opposition that don't necessarily need to be outwitted. It's just a matter of execution as much as anything.
Yeah, execution is the right word there because these are 3 points I think we will need to get. Just to ensure or solidify that sort of at least we're in that top six area. If we don't get these 3 points or even a point, it does.
It's the old 6-point game, isn't it? In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, it'll put a decent barrier between us and them. And as you said, solidify us in that top 4, 5, 6 moving forward.
Yeah, this will put us 5 points clear of Wolves in 7th place. And make us a little bit closer to United in 4th sort of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Chelsea.
And yeah, I'm just looking.
Oh, and City now that they've slipped up.
City's out of reach. I'm looking more like the one step ahead, not 17 steps ahead. But all we can ask for is more of the same from the weekend, really, isn't it? Is that what we're going for?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I guess, you know, we'd like a few more of those shots to go, and we'd like Martin Ødegaard, if he gets in a similar position, to remember that he's got a boot on his right foot as well as his left.
Yeah.
And maybe try and, you know, put his foot through it. But again, on another day, that would have been 5-0 or 5-1 or whatever. So I don't expect we'll have a similar, I don't think we'll see a similar match. I think it'll be a lot more competitive. But again, it just comes down to those critical moments, and whether we can get one or two past their keeper and they get none or one past ours.
Well, what did you make of the few penalty shots that we had? I think there was one that was probably quite close to being given, would you say, or should have been?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to get a bit cynical when it comes to a lot of the refereeing and the VAR. It's a lot of the 50-50s or 60-40s just never seem to go in our favour. So it's almost kind of, if there's a bit of a shout, we're probably not going to get it. I mean, I thought that handball, you know, that's the way that his hand was positioned. And for those who can't see what Mike's doing, he's holding his hand above his head, which is pretty much what the Wolves defender did when he tried to make a block.
The real, excuse my language, but shit thing is, there was another game in the weekend where pretty much an identical thing happened, and the referee was advised to go look at it and gave a penalty.
Exactly.
But all I can hope for, because I'm like you, I'm just kind of giving up on referees and VAR at the moment. But all I can hope is that the karma is going to come back to us at some point, and we're going to get this massive glut of penalties against United, City, Chelsea, Tottenham, whoever else.
It might not come back to us in such a direct way. It might be, penalties getting given against our competitors.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be Leicester getting a decision against Spurs or, you know, or United or whoever.
You just got to keep the hope, right? Well, so we've got Martin Atkinson as our referee against Wolves. So,
a minute.
Maybe the less said, the better. It's gonna be. Like I said, I've given up kind of on any decisions that go up to VAR going our way, which is sad though, right? Is that's not the way VAR was intended to be used. It was to be fairer and fix the issues.
These things also go in runs. You know, like a lot of things in sport and life generally, I guess, in different degrees. So, you know, we just hope that we're closer to the end of this run of not getting decisions than what we are at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and it might all change on, it might turn from Friday. Who knows?
My fingers are crossed.
We might get given a stone cold penalty that wasn't.
Or vice versa. But I'm not, because what will happen is VAR will overturn it.
Yeah, but they might not. They might blink. Who knows?
I'm not betting my house on it, that's for sure.
Well, I certainly wouldn't suggest you do that.
Never with VAR. So
they're not even a skateboard.
Yeah. Let's put some figures out there. Where are you going in terms of predictions?
2-1 Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal. Same result as what we had on the weekend.
Yep.
I know you don't like predicting scorers, but where do you think that the goals are going to come from?
I'm going to go Lacazette.
You just told me off for predicting a Lacazette goal. What?
No, I didn't. You predicted many Lacazette's going to score one off his right butt cheek or something, probably. And Thomas Partey is going to have 37 shots and one of them's going to actually find the goal.
Like in the goal or like?
I think he's target? up to about 35
okay.
off target. So he's got to hit one.
Yeah.
On target pretty soon.
Well, I like your 2-1 prediction. I think that's quite a solid shout. But just to be different, I'm going to go 2-0 to the Arsenal.
Oh, confidence.
I think we're going to have a tight but really positive defensive display from our back four. And I think we're going to have a...
if we're allowed.
If we're allowed, yeah. If they stay on the pitch. I think we're going to have a... who's going to grab our goals? I'm just going to throw the toys out of the cot here and go Xhaka with a free kick. If he's on the park, if he stays on the field.
He's had his wobble.
Yep. And probably go, I might say a sucker goal again.
Okay.
The little Chili seems to be on fire at the moment. So let him keep going and progressing the way he is. So I think that's where we're going to land. But your 2-1's probably a good shout too, because they've got some potent strikers. And we're prone to a mishap every now and then. So
I'm not sure that that's fair.
It is. Have you not watched Arsenal for the last four years? We've got
the third best defence in the league.
Yeah, I know. But have you not watched us for the last 3 or 4 years?
Yes, I have.
we're due one.
Yes, but there's no Mustafi.
It's not just Mustafi.
There's no Kolasinac.
I'm thankful for that one. Yes.
So am I.
Yeah. All right. The last thing I actually want to touch on was, I don't know if you noticed in the last match, but when Nketiah came on, he tried to give Xhaka the armband a couple of times before someone told him to give it to Tierney. What's your thoughts on?
A lot of people have kicked off about this, but the story since come out, and I think I heard it on Arsenal Vision this morning. From someone who was at the ground and down near the sideline. He took it off, Lacazette took it off, gave it to Nketiah, who was meant to give it to Xhaka to give to Tierney. But play was restarted really quickly.
Yeah.
So that was why Lacazette said, no, not now. We're playing, get and stay in your position.
Oh. Okay.
So yeah, so it was a miss. It wasn't about him saying, I don't want the armband. He wasn't meant to get the armband. It wasn't for him. It was to get relayed to Tierney.
Ah, okay.
But the play started quite quickly.
Yeah.
And that was why. And apparently Arteta was yelling at Eddie to get back in his position, because he was going to go for a wander off and give it to Tierney. And then Arteta started yelling at him, so he went to give it to...
Yeah,
to Xhaka, who said, "Mate, I don't the game's want the game's going. Yeah. Just put it on, whatever. Just hold on a minute." So so it wasn't a matter of, oh, I don't want to be the captain. It was
that's
a bit of experience from Nketiah, not surprisingly.
Well,
because he's very inexperienced.
Two things: it's good to hear the explanation if that is the correct one, because you never want someone to be turning down the armband, especially when they're a senior leader, even though he's had passed and all that sort of stuff. You never want that turning down. And two, awesome learning experience for Nketiah.
I mean, I explained that really badly, but yeah.
Yeah, but to put the...
That was the guts of what happened.
Nketiah needs to learn to put the game ahead of the armband, if you know what I mean.
What's the first thing you learn when you're playing almost any sport? Play to the whistle.
Play to the whistle, yeah.
You know? And that was what Xhaka was pretty much telling him.
Yeah.
Saying, now's not the time to be faffing about with armbands.
Yeah. Good leadership from Xhaka and Lacazette there to sort it out. And if that is the case. So that's positive to hear. So thanks for fixing my thoughts.
So whilst we have many reasons to potentially want to throw Granit Xhaka under the bus. Well, I don't think we can add this one, this to the pile.
No.
Which is quite okay.
All right. Well, I mean, on that positive, there is a positive note. So on that positive note,
it is relatively.
Yeah, let's wrap up there and fingers crossed for a positive result on Friday.
Friday morning. What have you got planned for breakfast? It's a good time.
Friday morning. Oh, it is a good time. I have a meeting at 10 o'clock on the other side of Auckland. So it might be a listen to it on the radio in the car. But Friday mornings, my breakfast is normally my oat, banana and strawberry smoothie. So that's probably where I'm going.
Such a good lad.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks. Well, what's for breakfast for you on Friday morning then?
I'm on a mad Cocoa Pops rampage at the moment.
Which Cocoa Pops?
There's only one pint.
No, there's like 10 different flavors or something now.
When you're 50 years old, there's only one kind of Cocoa Pops. Just normal Cocoa Pops. Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Bambi flavors. Just Cocoa Pops.
Just Cocoa Pops. Okay.
Yeah. How they made them for decades.
Yeah. Yeah. With chocolate. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Cocoa Pops. Because I've lost a bit of weight. So the oncologist has kind of said, just eat whatever you want. Doesn't really matter.
Brilliant.
So I'm like, okay.
Rock on. So you chose Cocoa Pops. You didn't go down like the bacon route or...
Well, they're just easy.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, in the morning and chuck a few in a bowl, put a milk, Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll have toast or do baked beans or something like that, but that's Cocoa usually Pops. More of a weekend thing when, you know, you can slide into the day.
Yeah, my son calls weekend breakfast elaborate.
Mm.
He likes to have elaborate breakfast on the weekends.
I like his thinking. I'm on board.
And basic breakfast during the week. So that's
if he doesn't mind, I might even use that.
Yeah, good. Do it.
It's definitely got some potential. Be a great name for a cafe.
Elaborate breakfast.
This is where you go for your elaborate breakfast.
All right. On that note, thanks very much, man. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Take care.
Come on.
Thanks for listening. Come on the Arsenal.